because I rode with some cyclists with a group called Ride to Recovery on my very first day. And bless their hearts, I'm so glad that I was able to link up with them because they really set the tone and gave me the motivation that I needed to ride. On the downside, I probably exerted myself that first week a little bit too hard, and I ended up straining my left quad muscle. That was sort of a blow to my ego. With my mom being here and her being a nurse, she persuaded me to take 2 days off, and I'm pretty convinced that that 2 days off saved the entire rest of my ride.
A blow to your ego. You thought you had trained enough, or just was a pride thing that you thought you could keep up with the Ride to Recovery guys?
I definitely thought I could keep up with them, but I was facing a completely different terrain and riding style than I had been used to. And also, I had this brand new equipment. I had my brand new Cannondale bike that I wasn't able to break in prior to my ride. The equipment is awesome, but anytime that you change the littlest things when you ride, you can suffer the consequences of getting injured.
What have you found out about yourself in this first month? You knew it would be a challenge.
Dealing with the silence, because I have been on the road a lot by myself. I have been riding through rural America. I've gone through towns that have populations less than 100 people. So it's not like I've been surrounded with a huge crowd this entire time. I have learned how important my community is to me and how much I need them. I think that sometimes I like to say, oh, I'm a super strong woman and I can do it on my own. And as vets, I think a lot of us have problems admitting that sometimes we need help. And with this ride, what's pushed me to continue on day after day after day is my community.
Essentially, you've made it through the tough part. The highest summits, the desert. Is the hardest part over?
The hardest part is over because mentally I know what I have to do to keep myself going day to day. Although other cyclists that have traveled through Kansas have told me that Kansas is an incredibly challenging state because of the wind. I've also learned that as a cyclist, I would rather climb for an entire day than have to face wind gusts that are going every which way, crosswinds, headwinds that are 25 to 30 knots. Because that can kill my motivation very quickly.
What was the highest summit that you crossed?
The highest summit that I crossed was called Monarch Pass, and that was a few days ago, just a couple days ago, in Colorado, and that was just below 11,400 feet. And it was pretty incredible because I climbed this mountain pass. And when I got to the top, sort of the alerts went off because a big thunderstorm was blowing through. And so I'm just so happy that I was able to sit that one out on the top of the mountain rather than when I was still climbing.
Are you pretty much on task for making it to D.C.?
I am still on track. I'm going to pick up my average. Instead of averaging 70 miles a day, I think I'm going to try to move it to about 80 miles a day.
Kirsten, safe pedaling, and may the wind be at your back.
Thank you, Bobby.